In this news update, it's being brought to you by Bresky Siding Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. Also, McKenzie Jewelers. If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. McKenzie Jewelers in the Bad Axe Shopping Center of Bad Axe. And by Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car department with a full-line service department. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. The court imposed a 5-to-20-year Michigan Department of Corrections sentence on Christopher Andrew Tallman for possession of child sexually abusive activity and use of a computer, concluding that prior juvenile sexual conduct, the victim's self-harm, and the downstream dissemination of the nude image outweighed defense mitigation centered on youth, limited adult record, and support network. His jail credit was corrected to 237 days across all sentencing documents. Sex offender registration was mandated with strict compliance requirements. Financial assessments were ordered. Attorney fees were waived, and the defendant was advised of the 42-day window to seek the appeal with appointed counsel if he chooses. And fires over the weekend kept Tuscola County and area firefighters busy. At about 2:45 Saturday, March 14th, the Reese Faith Community Church was destroyed by fire. The church, which is located at 1968 Rhodes Street in Reese, was fully engulfed when the fire rescue department arrived on the scene. Because of the late hour, no one was in the church at the time. It's estimated the church is over 100 years old. Because fire had a head start when it was noticed, it was difficult to fight, along with battling strong winds and the age of the church. Despite several fire departments responding to fire, it took about 7 hours to put out the blaze. Also, about 4 p.m. on Sunday, there was a report of a structure fire in Akron, and there was call about 4 p.m. to respond to the report of a fire at a Pizza Hut in Caro. There was no response to calls made for these information about Sunday's reported fires. Authorities have arrested one of two women wanted in connection with a large-scale animal cruelty investigation in Flint Township. Investigators had been searching for Kim and Brenda Shires after officers rescued more than 60 dogs and discovered nearly 30 dead animals inside a home last month. The investigation continued in weeks following the discovery and detectives worked to locate the two suspects. On Thursday, March 12th, Flint Township detectives asked the Grand Rapids Police Department to check an address linked to Brenda Shires. Officers located her with about an hour and a half and took her into custody. She was later turned over to Flint Township detectives and booked into the Genesee County Jail. Shires appeared in court on March 13th, where she was arraigned on felony charges and given a $150,000 bond. Meanwhile, authorities say the search is still ongoing for Kim Shires, who investigators believe may have left Michigan for Tennessee in an effort to avoid prosecution. Anyone with information about her whereabouts is asked to contact Crime Stoppers of Flint and Genesee County or reach out to Detective Lopez at 810-600-3250. Officials say the investigation remains active as they continue pursuing charges in the case involving dozens of rescued and deceased animals. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsor for a look at some more news.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, whose house is the nicest on the block of them all?
Not yours.
What do you mean?
Your siding is faded, your gutters are falling off, and you have shingles missing. I suggest you call Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I'm going to call Bresky Siding and Building Repair right now. Mirror, mirror on the wall, now whose house is the nicest of them all?
Yours is, kind sir. Yours is.
Call me, Derek Reske, at Reske Siding and Building Repair today to make your house look like the nicest of them all.
Call my dad, 989-529-8167.
This is Jessica from McKenzie Jewelers in Bad Axe. As you're doing spring cleaning, don't forget to look through your jewelry box. If you have broken chains, single gold earrings, outdated pieces, or anything 10, 14, or 18 karat gold you no longer wear, take it to McKenzie Jewelers. We're buying scrap gold for its melt value. We don't purchase pre-owned jewelry for resale. We're simply paying for the gold itself. We will evaluate your items based on weight and the current market price and make you a fair offer. Recently, a gentleman stopped in with three older gold pieces and walked out with $900. If you have gold sitting at home, it could be worth more than you think. We're paying top dollar for scrap gold right now. Stop by McKenzie Jewelers in Bad Axe and see what your gold is worth.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's McKenzie Jewelers on the north side of Bad Axe.
McKenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe, proud to have served our friends and community for over 40 years.
While you're shopping at the north side of Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
And we're back with a look at more news. A tragic shooting occurred at Old Dominion University in Norfolk, Virginia, resulting in the deaths of two individuals, including the perpetrator. Two other victims remain in critical condition as law enforcement and campus security work to determine a motive for the violence. The university has transitioned to remote learning for the remainder of the week to allow students and faculty time to grieve. Counseling services have been deployed across campus as the community reels from the incident, which has reignited national discussions on campus safety protocols. In coordination with the International Energy Agency, Japan has begun releasing 880 million barrels of oil from its strategic reserves, the largest such release in its history. The action is an attempt to stabilize global energy prices, which have spiked due to the closure of the Strait of Hormuz. Asian and Oceanic member countries are the first to initiate this collective action, with Europe and the Americas expected to follow later this month. The IEA described the total global release of nearly 412 million barrels as a historic effort to prevent an energy crisis. And that's been a look at your news, brought to you by Breske Siding Building Repair of Kendi. Breske Siding Building Repairs, your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And McKenzie Jewelers, if you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. McKenzie Jewelers in the Bad Axe Shopping Center of Bad Axe. Also, Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealer with full-line service department.
Are you tired of shopping for cars online and when you get there you find out there's dock fees and finance fees too? Hi, this is Tyler Hansen with Al Hansen Motors. We never charge dock fees or finance fees. The price you see is the real deal, and we're always open to reasonable negotiation. This week we have a couple gas savers ready to take home so you can save in the lot and at the pump. The first is a 2017 Chevy Cruze that gets up to 40 miles per gallon. It has heated cloth seats, Bluetooth remote start, a backup camera, and WeatherTech floor mats. It only has 78,000 miles, and you can drive it home for just $12,580. The other is a 2017 Ford Fusion that gets up to 32 miles per gallon. It has Bluetooth, backup camera, cloth seats, and it has 123,000 miles for asking $99.80. If you need more space, we have a 2021 Chevy Blazer LT Redline. It's all-wheel drive and loaded with options. A 360-degree backup camera, dual power seats, Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, power liftgate, and much more. Come take it for a test drive to see for yourself. With 54,000 miles, you can drive it home for just $22,980. And last up for this week, I have a 2020 Chevy Traverse LT. It's also all-wheel drive, and it's a great third-row SUV with a ton of safety features and a 3.6 V6 engine. With 93,000 miles, we're asking $23,480.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, whose house is the nicest on the block of them all?
Not yours.
What do you mean?
Your siding is faded, your gutters are falling off, and you have shingles missing. I suggest you call Breske Siding and Building Repair.
I'm going to call Breske Siding and Building Repair right now. Mirror, mirror on the wall, now whose house is the nicest of them all?
Yours is, kind sir. Yours is.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today to make your house look like the nicest of them all.
Call my dad, 989-529-8167.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes.